Hello?
Hello? Hi, who's this?
Yeah, it's Lance Corporal Ford.
Lance Corporal Ford, okay. Let me just go over some information here from your form. Lance Corporal Kyle, K-Y-L-E, Ford?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it doesn't have your age on it here. How old are you?
21 years old.
21 years old, okay. And how long have you been a Marine?
About 2.5 years now.
Okay, and have you been deployed to, have you been deployed at all?
This is my first deployment.
Your first deployment, okay. And where are you from?
New York.
New York State or New York City?
New York State. Wanton, New York, to be more specific.
Okay, and are you married? Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No to both?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So tell me about your job. What is it that you do?
I'm a generator mechanic. I work with generators from 3 kilowatts all the way up to 100 kilowatts. 100 kilowatt generators can power up whole camps, where 3 kilowatt generators are used mainly for laptops and coffee pots and such.
So 100 kilowatts is a whole camp, and 3 kilowatts is small appliances like laptops and coffee pots.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So how did you get into being a generator mechanic? Do you have any background in that?
No, everything I've learned has been through the Marine Corps.
Do you enjoy your job?
Yes, it's always a new challenge, something new every day.
Okay, and let's see, what else? You didn't put much information on your sheet here. So what's some of your challenges for working there in Afghanistan as opposed to back in the States?
With the heat, sometimes the generators overheat, so you got to constantly fix the radiators in them. With the wet, when it gets wet out here, when there's a lot of rain and everything, you get mud that gets stuck in the load contactors where you plug your gear in, where whatever you wire, whatever you're giving power to, and that can always cause a problem.
So were you originally stationed in 29 Palms before, or were you from another unit somewhere else?
I was from Camp Pendleton, and then I was sent to 29
Sorry.
Palms about this
hold on,
time
hold
last
on,
year.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Okay, say that again. I have no idea where you said you were from. Your unit.
I was originally from Camp Pendleton, and then for this deployment, they sent me to the unit in 29 Palms to RCG-7.
So you're like an individual augment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But Camp Pendleton doesn't have the heat that 29 Palms does, because if you were working out here in 29 Palms, you've got a lot of heat that you have to deal with, which would, I would think, prepare you for Afghanistan. But
well, before I came out here, I spent about 6 months in 29 Palms, so I got used to the heat before I came out here.
And are you a 6 month deployment, or are you a year long?
It's a year long, man.
Okay. So what is it that you like about your job?
Oh, what was that, man?
What do you like about your job?
I like that I get to work with engines, mechanics. I always wanted to learn that, so it's pretty cool to get hands-on with that. And then every day is like a new thing. There's never it's very rare that a generator has the same problem as another generator, so it's something different.
So you know everything there is to know about generators.
I wouldn't call myself an expert, but every day I learn something new. Yes, ma'am.
So do you get to go off Leatherneck much, or are you doing all your repairs at Camp Leatherneck?
I get to travel around the AO and fix whatever gear is broken and rewire up fobs.
Okay, and the EAO is?
The area of operations, ma'am.
What does the E mean?
I said AO, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. And then the FOBs are the forward bases?
Forward operating base.
So what do you see when you get to go out around the different areas of Afghanistan?
Mostly I fly in the helicopters. So I normally just fly over and don't see too much.
Do you like flying in the helicopters?
Yes, ma'am. It's pretty cool.
Do you fly with your legs sticking out the doors?
No, ma'am.
They won't let you do that?
No. Wish I could, though. That'd be cool.
Do you get much contact with any of the local Afghanis?
No, ma'am.
What's the... What were you doing before you joined the Marine Corps? Did you have a job, or did you join right out of high school?
I did a semester of college, and which I promised my parents I would do. And I always wanted to join the Marine Corps, so after trying college out for a semester, I just went ahead and talked to a recruiter.
What did you take when you were in college?
My major was in criminal justice.
Do you think you'll go back to it?
Not really, sir. I was thinking about going back and doing business.
Maybe opening up your own mechanical repair shop?
Maybe, ma'am. Who knows?
Or maybe you'll think you'll make the Marines a career?
I've thought about it.
Where have you been stationed so far?
Where I learned about generators, I was in Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. I was there for about 6 to 7 months. And then from there, I went out to Camp Pendleton. Spent about a year in Camp Pendleton. And then sewing on palms.
And now Afghanistan.
Yes, ma'am.
Where would you like to be stationed next when you get back?
I'd like to go back to Camp Pendleton. I like the beach being right next to me.
What unit is there that, or you probably are attached to some other unit, and it's not just some unit that's specifically for generators. So who were you with before?
I was with the headquarters battalion, comm company, communications company.
So what's been your most memorable moment so far of your deployment?
Being able to go around, travel around, it's been pretty memorable.
Is there one thing that sticks out, some experience?
Not really, man. It's just all been, you know, it's been going by pretty fast, to be honest.
I imagine you're pretty busy.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your typical day like?
Normally, have to go to work around, get there around 7:30. Working whatever gear needs to get worked on, or if we need to take care of something in the shop. Like just recently, we're working on our hazmat pit. Our used oil and everything, giving it to the hazmat people, getting rid of it safely. Then we normally, my unit, my platoon, we go and we PT during lunch, go to the gym, and then get chow, and then we work after that until about 1800, which would be about 6 p.m., and then you're normally off and do it all again the next day.
And what do you do in your free time then?
Normally just work out or go home, talk to my dad and my mom.
So you have Skyping and email there then?
I normally Skype with my family and some of my friends.
What's the? Have you been home on your R&R yet?
No, man. It's coming up though soon. I leave next month.
And what do you plan on doing when you go home?
I'm just going back home to New York.
And just hang out with your family?
It's actually going to be going home around my 22nd birthday, so. Probably going to have a party at my house with all friends and family.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So when you get home from your deployment in the fall, do you have any plans for anything?
Not really, just going back to, I'll go back to my unit in Camp Pendleton, and I got about a year left with my original enlistment, so I'll probably just be thinking about what I'll be doing. Maybe I'll take some college courses.
So when you found out that you were deploying to Afghanistan, what were you thinking?
I was actually pretty excited. It's what I wanted to do when I signed up. That was the one thing I wanted to go over and serve my country. So when I found out I actually had the opportunity to, I was pretty happy.
So why do Marines like to deploy? It seems like, especially going to Afghanistan, would not be a fun thing to do, but everybody seems to be so excited about it. Why is that?
It's the reason why you join them. It's just kind of, I can't really explain it. It's just that's why you're a Marine. Every Marine wants to deploy. Every Marine wants to get the opportunity to come over.
So it says in why you were chosen Marine of the Week that your self-development and improvement throughout your time here. Do you have any specific examples of what that might mean?
Yes, ma'am. I've taken on a lot of extra duties within my shop.
So, like what, your normal duties is repairing generators, and so what kind of extra duties have you taken on then?
I'm also the quality control. I also check all the gear I take care of basically all the gear that's in our shop. So besides these generators, I take care of the, I don't personally fix them, but I'll bring them to who needs to get them fixed and get them ready and everything, but the ACs, the everything for like, cooling and all that. The heavy equipment such as the forklifts, the trams, and then basically everything we have in our shop. And then on top of that, when we need parts to fix it, I also go ahead and I order all the parts, make sure they come in, track them, and make sure the parts get put on correctly.
And then there's something in the write-up that I don't understand. It says SNM holds two important billets, and SNM has tracked and ordered over $100,000 worth of major repair. What is SNM?
Oh, that's a Sydney Marine, man.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anything that I haven't asked you about that you would like to talk about or talk some more about?
No, that's about it, man.
Are you sure? There's nothing that you want to say to anybody or?
Not really, man.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, I guess, all that I have for you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
Have a good night.